Okay, everyone, welcome to our November Venice Nutrition Advanced Coaching Series. This is part of our four-part series. So we're third part in about you taking on an online business and rocking that and adding that as an additional offering to your already existing strong offering of one-on-one coaching in person or group coaching. So now, before I dive in, I just want everyone to share with me what give me some feedback. It has September and October. All right, if you guys, I know many of you have made progress, so share with me now how many of you are doing well. Do you feel like you've taken on the coaching in September, October well? Put in your questions. Okay, so Mark Regan, yes. Alicia's making progress. Perfect Pepper's doing good. Jennifer Long, newsletter and tidbits up and running. Excellent. Adam, slowly. Adam, 1%, baby, huh? 1% at a time. Tanya, I love your newsletters, by the way. Going good. Jamie. What's up, brother? Slowly. It's good. Danny, hello. How you doing? Kim, slowly with ... growing subscriber list. Perfect. Back to coaching, Lilia. Dawn, 3 times weekly posting, tidbits, monthly newsletter. Perfect. Okay, cool. Jerry, slowly. So this is the key. John's just getting started. Perfect, John. Ron, this is the key. The power of this is that you don't have to finish September in September. You don't have to finish October in October. Just like we coach our clients, it's 1% at a time. That's it. Okay, so we just have to keep doing this because this is what's coming. The January tour is going to start on January 8th and 9th in Vegas. And then we have multiple dates that I'm going to be announcing in about 3 weeks. And then I'm going to be reaching out to many of you because – to be part of the tour, you have to have your brand and business up and running. So you need to have your coaching business, but you also have to have your online business because the goal is wherever we're going, our objective is very simple. We want to help as many people as possible, touch as many people there. But in addition, we want to elevate your status in your community, which you probably already are, but take it to another level as the featured expert in your community to help you get on local media, to help you be the leader for other health pros. Because that's truly how we make the difference here. So to achieve that, and it doesn't have to be now for you, but if you really want to be part of that and continue to grow and take the wave that's going to come starting January, leading up to the release of Why Kids Make You Fat and How to Get Your Body Back on April 28th, you're seeing on Headline News on Transformation Tuesdays, which I'm going to share tonight about how I think things that you do with your clients and yourself can then bring you to get national media to then elevate your brand and how you can take that and make it into a digital offering. So just want to make sure I don't want pressure on anyone, but it's important that you really continue to make progress and chip away at it. So every day you feel just like with your clients that you're moving forwards. Okay. So on the member webinar, before we dive in, you know, actually, before I can even talk about any of this, we're family here and everyone knows this, but I got to not, if you're on the member webinar, you already heard it, but after 5 years, and I know many of you have walked this journey with me and Abby and Hunter, we broke the 8 week mark and we are now on the 14th week mark, and Abby had her chromosome test. And the nuchal and the chromosomes are fantastic. And the nuchal was great. And we are having a baby girl and we're naming her Hope. So I shared this on the member webinar. I know some of you are already on that. If you weren't on that, I just want to thank you for all the support. A lot of the feedback on Facebook was so touching. And just thank you for everything that you do. And if you like a picture, and everyone said, look at Hunter's hair. If you want a picture, here's Hope right there. And I share this with you because this is the cool thing. I'm having a daughter. You know, as a man, I didn't know about food growing up. I saw my mom diet. But I was in a really tough – I was an athlete. I was lean. I could eat whatever I wanted. I had testosterone surging. I see people do that all the time. I see many of the kids still do it. I see girls start laying down fat cells because as they go through puberty – they're laying down estrogen and progesterone hormones are surging through their body, and those are fat-storing hormones. And you see the dieting mindset start. And what I'm excited about is I believe we're on the cusp of something really, really great. And my daughter is going to be born. May 10th is her due date, right about 2 weeks after the book comes out. So it's going to be a little stressful. But the power of that is that I believe that by the time she's 5, 6, 7, 8, My goal is for her not to have to deal with all this hogwash that we hear in the media of these dieters. I think we can make significant change over the next 8 years. And I've been pretty inspired and passionate since I started this journey years and years ago, a couple decades ago. But what I can tell you right now is that this is probably the most inspired I've ever been because it hits me even deeper now. Until you live it, you don't really understand it. And knowing that, seeing all the little girls that struggle out there, and knowing that we can solve that together, that's what that's about. So I just want to share with you that my mission, my focus, my passion is stronger than it's ever been. And I want each of you to be leaders in this movement, walking right by my side, because together we can truly change the world. So with that being said, let's rock and roll tonight. Now, let me put this little picture. Sorry, this is why I see her. So darn cute. Okay. So as I shared, and I know many of you, and this is what I love just about our community. I get excited. And I'm gonna roll things on and I test the water. And I'm gonna invite you to do the same thing. And sometimes you're gonna scratch your head and say, man, I don't understand that. And I'm cool with that. Ask questions. The goal was this. You know that with Venice, when I created Venice in 1999, I designed that plan for someone who was already very health conscious, already someone eating well and exercising, but they could not lose that last 10, 20 pounds. And they really needed something cutting edge that wasn't diet restriction, that would fuel their body to strip down fat and build muscle. So they're already doing a lot right, and they needed the secret ingredients. So Venice Nutrition, the software, body confidence, that was all. And then through Abby's fibromyalgia, you saw the evolution. You guys know the story and the evolution of it all. And that really is the Thrive, Live Your Life. That is like sets people up. Then we did Jumpstart and the Jumpstart phase for people who wanted to turbocharge their results, take out dairy, take out gluten, quality of food. So Venice, when we look at body confidence and the Venice members and we look at the community, that became so passionate inside of them. But there was an audience we were missing. And you guys can feel this too. There's an audience you were missing as a consumer, your partner, you're teaching the plan, but there's the audience of the dieter. And my objective was, how do I get my sister to do the plan? See, my sister loves me, respects me, but she's a dieter at heart. She read Body Confidence. She said, Mark, I love the book. I love the program. I'm not going to do it. So, think about that. It just makes me laugh. And the reason why is she's a mom of four, works full time. And to her, wasn't doing enough right yet to see the possibility of what can be. So she was a dieter. But so how do we change the path? How do we speak to the frustrated dieter? Well, that's what the 8 week run's all about. That's why the book, Why Kids Make You Fat and How to Get Your Body Back, will open up an entire new level of audience because it's designed specifically for the frustrated dieter. It's focused on those 8 weeks. Want to make sure everyone can hear me. Can everyone hear me? Jason, it might be your internet connection. Yep. Okay. Jason, it might be yours. It's focused for that person who needs that quick result. But they're frustrated, but they want that simple result, but they want something that can lead them down the path to win their body and health forever. So when we look at Venice Nutrition, the theme's simple. It's getting your body back. And it's one program with two paths. That frustrated dieter, that person who needs that quick result, like my sister Lori, she makes her 8 week run. She detox, she ignites, she drops that weight, she drops the 30 pounds. But guess what? Now, she's open. She understands it. Now we turn her into thriving. Her next phase. Now she's looking for those secret ingredients and body confidence and the Venice software. All of that ties in perfectly. See, it's not the 8 week run and they're done. The 8 week run is not designed to be its own plan and then that's it. The 8 week run was designed and is designed to lead people down a path to speak to them where they are and take them every step of the way. The full plan is body confidence and the Venice software. Now you're going to see an upgrade over the next 2 months into the Venice. It will be really be like meal planning software. But the point that I don't want us to lose with Why Kids Make You Fat and How to Get Your Body Back, the way I wrote the book, that's their entry point and it will lead them right into body confidence. for the first time ever, I truly feel that we have a complete solution for the main people who want to take their body, unlock its full potential, and get results permanently into their life, not just for themselves, but for their friends and for their family. So to me, it's one program, two paths, making their 8-week run and then thriving and living their life. I want to make sure, before we dive into November's training, I want to make sure this makes sense to everybody. Because it's really important in the community and the messaging and media. This is what I will be sharing. This is what I will be driving. And I'm open to feedback. But it's so important that we're on the same page, because by us being on the same page here, now we flow together, we work together. Okay, perfect. Cool, Ron. I love it. And that's the key, and that's how we have to speak. It's not one or the other. It's connected. Now, some people won't want to do their 8-week run. They'll go right into Thrive. You're going to have people who are going to say, hey, man, I don't want to detox. I don't want to ignite. I just want to thrive. And they want to have their yogurt and their breads. But what you have to do is you have to make sure that their expectations match their actions. And at any time in that journey, they're saying, my results aren't fast enough. You're okay, well, you got an option here. Maybe you want to clean it up a bit and make your 8-week run moderately. See, now you have another card to pull out of your pocket. Cool, Mark. Sorry, Jennifer. Repeat that question because I didn't see that. And then we're going to go right into the training. Okay, Jennifer, you asked that question. So some aren't ready for the 8-week run. So that's why you dive them right into Thrive. See, guys, this is the key to important to understand. There's two paths. One program, two paths. If people don't want to do the 8-week run, they don't have to. As a coach, though, you can't have someone who says, I want to lose 40 pounds in 8 weeks, and they don't want to do the 8-week run. At that point, I'd say, why don't we just chip away 1% at a time? Why don't we thrive, live your life, dive into body confidence, dive into software, set you up to win. And you're going to get great results, but we're going to go at a slower pace. So once again, you as a coach, you have to understand the client and then lead them so you're speaking to where they are. Just like Jennifer just said right there. So that's the key. And you always have the solution for them now. Where in the past, maybe you didn't, now you do. That's why I'm so excited. Okay, cool. So the goal of this webinar tonight is to recap September and October's assignment, dive into November's coaching, which is going to be duplicating your coaching experience and creating a digital offering, and then view of December's coaching. So those are going to be the three things that we're going to really focus on. And I'm going to give you live examples. Now, there's going to be many of you that I want to showcase in December that I'm not showcasing tonight, just because I didn't have your URLs. So what I'm going to ask you to do is if you've accomplished the September, the October, and November, I'd like you to put in the subject line and email me mark@venicenutrition.com, put in subject achieved September and October assignment. Put that in the subject line and send that to me, please, because I want to feature you in the next webinar. So the September recap, I'm going to give you some examples here. But basically, and just FYI, if I go right here to the stuff here. If you've missed any of these webinars, all you have to do is go to the Venice Nutrition. Just Google Venice Nutrition Advanced Coaching. This link will come up. It will take you right to the webinar page. This is in your coaches network too, but you can simply download. This is September's and this is October's. You can download just the video. You can download the podcast. You can play it from right here. So make sure if you've missed September and October's, you focus on that, because it's a 4-part series to building your online presence. So because we talked about last webinar, your cash flows with your coaching, but we want digital offerings, which is cash flow without you duplicating yourself. And then we're going to focus on subscription services next month. Let me get back to. Okay, hold on one sec. So defining your perfect customer. So September, that was the first goal. Created an opt-in. And once I said you can go back, you can hear it. If you missed it, I'll walk you through all of this. Create an opt-in to speak to that perfect customer. develop a site or landing lead page that speaks to your perfect customer, and have an email system to consistently communicate with your customer. Now, let me show you some examples. And I'm just going to keep going back and forth here. So Paul Lippert, everyone knows Paul Lippert. She runs the Health Pro division. She's rocking all of this with us. So Paul and I talked, and we talked about her skill set and her strength. Now, she's launching a full site, but she'd set up a lead page. And what she wants to do is she really wants to speak anti-aging strategies to women, to women just like her. Paula's 54, 55. She looks amazing. But she knows so many women in that demographic that are struggling, maybe 40 to 55, 40 to 60, and she's really speaking to them. So if you go to paulalippert.com, her main site I think will be up in a couple weeks, but you can download. This is an opt-in she did. She downloaded the report. So I would invite everyone to go to paulalippert.com, sign up for her newsletter, kind of see it. I'm going to have examples. So these are examples of what you can do. Dan Miller, Dan Miller TV. So his perfect customer and who he wanted to target was rock that dress. He wanted to look at people getting ready for a wedding, getting people ready for a prom. And then he has his little opt-in right here, get it now. And then he has some success stories. So Dan, so 10 days, no exercise, look amazing. So these are things that people can do to get ready for that event. So go to paulalippert.com, go to danmiller.tv. These are examples that you're able to do. Then the third example, let me pull up. So this is my this is the current site that I have live, martinmcdonald.tv. Let me wait till that comes up. The next the site that's going to replace this is much better, but this is an example that you can look at where you look at three steps that I've personally taught celebrities, professional athletes, and millions of people: burn fat, build muscle, lose weight. So if you go to martinmcdonald.tv, you can kind of see the whole process on that, and a free day, 7-day detox plan. Now, what you're going to see next Tuesday, we're going to go live with this site. Wait till it comes up. This is the new martinmcdonald.tv site. And you're going to see the new Venice site. I just saw the layout of the new Venice site. Oh, it's so good. You guys are going to love it. And your features, it's really good. But this is the same thing. Get your body back. Watch the video. Get a free copy of Mark's 5 strategies to unlock your body's full potential. So right here, this is another sense of speaking to the perfect customer and the different opt-ins. So basically, September's assignment was to either, if you already had a website, you could do that. Paula just had a lead page. So she did hers. That's not a site. It's just a lead page. Dan Miller did his site. And then you saw the two examples I shared with the Martin McDonald. So you can go full site or just a lead page. But the goal was those four things that we talked about. Let me bring them back up. Define your perfect customer, create the opt-in, develop a site, have an email system. Yeah, Jennifer, give me if you want me to look at your site right now. Hold on. Give me the URL and I'll look at it. Do you have to state your opt-in along with letting them know that they're subscribing to your newsletter? The examples just show what they get free, but will they be surprised when they are now getting emails? No, once they download it, then the automatic email comes back that will say to get the report, you know, do your second opt-in. Let's pull up fuelignitethrive.com. That's Tanya. Let's pull that. So let's look at a couple, because this is important that everyone, and my invitation to you is go to Brendan Burchard, go to a bunch of places. So right here, hold on. I got to get my Safari back up. Okay, here we go. Let me pull this up. And right here, if you look here, Alicia, it says enter your email address so they understand that they're part of your list then. So if we go to www.fuelignitethrive.com. Okay, so this is Tanya right here. This is lead page again. So lose weight, melt belly fat, take back control of your health in just three phases without dieting. I like that. So you see, Tanya's got her Fit Nutrition, Fuel Ignite Thrive. She's got a brand there. Hollywood stars, top fitness models, and elite athletes have been using this for years. So that's a little sales. And then enter your email address and receive phase one free. That's perfect. And then once, and then you got to do a double opt-in. So then once you download the phase, you have to opt into her newsletter. And ideally, you don't give away the free thing until they've opted into your newsletter. And now they're part of your list. So the whole goal was to create a funnel where you're driving people there. And then what we focused on in October, which I'm going to get to, is consistent messaging with your list. Okay, let me do a couple more here. We'll do, and I'll look at the next one too. So that we get, here's another one. Go copy and paste. And keep asking questions, guys, when you hear. I like this, Tanya. It's good. Okay, so this is Jennifer. Okay, let me look. Okay. So sign up November. So on this one, I'm going to give honest feedback to everyone. So on this one, Jennifer, the challenge I see with it, and if I don't look at the camera, it's because I'm looking at the screen here. So you guys will see me look down. The challenge I see with it is that it's just too much. So I would go back to, and this is because I get great coaching. I would look at markmcdonald.tv as it is now compared to markmcdonald.name. So if you're going to have a full site, you have seconds to speak to people on the internet. So this is different than coaching. So remember, one-on-one coaching, you know, you're in front of me, it's very easy. But if we're doing real coaching, if we're doing online presence, they gotta make a choice right then. So you have to make it so simple for them, because this is the key with online marketing and having an online presence and selling digital offerings, is that your objective is very simple. You want them to click. And every time they click, you reward them. So please write that down. Get that really crystal clear. In an online presence, you want them to click, and then you want to reward them every time. And your goal as a health pro, remember, if you're only selling your time coaching, you will eventually burn out. Every health pro does. So you can move as slow as you want, but you have to understand that you have to evolve your strategies to take on an online and create digital offerings and things like that. But you can move at a slower pace. So if I go here, Jen, to me, it's not enough. Like if I came here, I wouldn't know what to do. And then I'd sign up November for your 8 weeks and be automatically enter and drive for a free t-shirt. So that you're really selling me something. So if I came here, I'd want to know right away, what am I going to get from it? And what is it going to give me? And your objective, because you're not going to get a lot of clients just from someone coming to your site. You're going to get them to become part of an experience. And then you lead them along the path of where to go, just like someone who's a chronic dieter or a frustrated dieter, they start the 8-week run and then you lead them along the path. Okay. Okay, let me do one more and then I'll bring on the other one. Okay, so Pepper is winnutrition.com. Okay, let me do that. And then in October's assignment, I'll go over that. And everyone, this is live coaching. So we're just, you know, this is internal. This is our team. So we really want to, you know, make sure, is it one? Okay, it's just one N. Sorry. So if you think like, if you feel like it's too long for you, my invitation to you is unless you have a perfect funnel, I'd pay attention to everything here. Okay. Okay, Pepper, so it's cool. I like it. My feedback would be this. Click here for free advice. You want to give them something. So if you want them to, so what I would do is when I come to your site, the first thing I'm seeing is this. So that's going to make me lead off of that. So what I think it would be one focus on is you need your opt-in to be there. So let's just go back here and look at this. Get your body back. Watch the video. So there's two options if you go to markmcdonald.name right now. to watch the video, which is guess what it's going to do? Drive them to the opt-in or do the opt-in. That's basically where you have two options there. So when I come to your site, Pepper, I don't know where I'm supposed to go. If you go to MartinMcDonald.tv right now, as is, you don't know where to go either. Kind of, but not strong enough, like the MartinMcDonald.name site, which will become MartinMcDonald.tv. But right here, I think you need to make your opt-in much stronger. Your objective is very simple. They come to your site, you want them to opt into your list, because if they become part of your list, they're part of your community. I love you guys doing this. Okay, so I'm gonna go to October, and then I'll look at some more sites as well. And guys, I'm gonna be direct with you, like all of my gurus are direct with me. So once again, we're all in the game together. So I'm gonna give you open, honest feedback. And it's just tweaking stuff a little bit, so that you got to just remember, when someone comes to your site, where are you leading them? You have seconds to get them there. Okay. Here we go. Okay, so then in October, so once you have your opt-in, then once again, you keep refining your message. Now we just gotta start talking about driving traffic to your funnel through social media to drive people to opt-in. So this is why I wanted to go through those sites. So Pepper, if someone goes to your site, so part of October's assignment is you drive people there, you're being very soft and get free advice. So what you wanna get clear on is, what are you giving them and why should they sign up for your newsletter? Why would they be there? So that's where you wanna start looking at that. Yeah, so yeah, Alicia. So Ryan Brown's a huge partner of ours. So if you're working, like you'll see Paula does that site. So you can, yeah, Ryan Brown's fantastic, but not everyone works with Ryan. So we're giving open feedback on that. And Ryan will continue driving strong stuff and new material. Yeah, so Alicia, he's one of our best partners and one of the gurus that I work with too. Drive traffic to your funnel. Use Facebook. So we talked about using Facebook and Instagram to the opt-in. And then you started developing a weekly or monthly newsletter. So you're seeing the ones that we send out each week. My invitation is join Jillian Michaels, join JJ Virgin, join Tony Robbins, join Brendan Burchard. Now, there's a lot of people that I don't like what they send out. There's not a right or wrong to, guys. As Alex Ochart, my number one guru, taught me, was that it's not whether it's good or bad. It's whether it's effective or not effective. So let me repeat that. It's not whether it's good or bad. It's whether it's effective or non-effective. So Pepper, what you want to start looking at, and everyone that showed me the site, Jennifer Long, same thing, and as we go through this, Kelly Bonomo, as you see, and Kelly does this a lot with Mike, they test the analytics. As you do a Facebook post or as you do an email, we immediately, every email we send, guess what we check? How many open rates did we have? How many click-throughs did we have? The people who clicked in, who opted in, who did something. When I go on media and we get a hit, we look at our conversion rate. How many people hit our site every day? Out of those people hitting our site that are new visitors, how many take the opt-in? So if you're seeing that you're getting a lot of traffic to your site, but no one's opting into your newsletter, what does that tell you? Your offer's not strong enough. You're too much confusion. Now, if you get a lot of traffic and people are opting in, but you're not getting a lot of conversion, then that shows you something. Now, if you get a lot of people opt in and you're sending out weekly newsletters and you're getting a ton of unsubscribes, and you're going to get unsubscribes no matter what. But let's say you're getting a large amount of unsubscribes, then your newsletter contact isn't right. So these are the little ways that you have to kind of get in the game. You have to be in it 1% at a time and you have to fine tune. And then we talked, so basically clearing the message, drive the traffic, develop your newsletter, and then start looking at driving more traffic to that. So now you're starting to really fine tune it. Now what we're looking at, and Telly says, yeah, test. Tanya wants me to define conversion rate. I'm going to talk about that now. And then Jennifer Long said her Tidbits is better than her site, but Jennifer, Tidbits is a subscription service. Tidbits is designed for you to build your list to your site. Your site has to be your driver. That's like your everything. That's like your home base. So your lead page or your site must become your home base because that's the funnel that you drive people to. So November, once you have the page, now you have the newsletter, now you're driving traffic, now you take all that information and you create a digital offering. And I'm going to share three examples of what it can be. So I want everyone to write this down. Digital offering can be one of these three or all three of them. A booklet, audio, and video. And you can keep it as simple as possible. So I don't want anyone to get overwhelmed right now because this is what we're going to focus on in November. But let me show you. So the 8-week run, and once again, this is just an example. What you'll see in January is you're going to see an entire digital experience for the 8-week run and digital experience with Body Confidence. We did test pilots with our existing 8-week run. Everything we've done with the 8-week run has been a test pilot leading up for momentum, experiencing what. So we wanted to test everything, and now we know it's the final piece that we needed to the overall plan. So when we look at it and you look at all the test stuff that we did, this would be something we could have sold digitally. This is a digital product. Now, we gave it away for free, but we also could have sold it for $97. Now, what was it? It was a squeeze page that had a video and an opt-in. This is the digital product. The documents that you guys all know, the Detox, Ignite, and Thrive documents, which will be completely being redone for the book. You'll love the new look and version of it. But the documents was the text version of it. So someone can print it out, plug and play, duplicating the coaching. So I don't have to do all the coaching. It was duplicatable. Then we did live webinars that were recorded. That this is once again is a package that someone can purchase. And then in addition, if I go back to detail page, which I didn't finish, but our new studio now, I got a new teleprompter. It's great. The videos here, once again, this is another. So we did text, videos, and webinars. And the audio is available in the webinar too as podcast. So if someone doesn't want to watch the webinar or download the MP4, they could just do the MP3 and listen to this podcast. So my point is that's a digital offering. This is something that I could coach 100 people one-on-one and sell my time, and I still can, and spend, you know, whatever rate I want to charge or whatever rate you want to charge, and I could duplicate it and then sell it to my list as a digital offering. Okay, I want to make sure before I go any further that everyone understands this. Let's see, does everyone understand this? Put yes or no. So someone asked me to say it one more time. So you're a coach. I want you to think about it. I'm going to give you three live examples of it, but I want you to think about how you're an expert and just use the 8-week run. So I created the 8-week run. Okay. You have, like, let's use Paula's example. She's got her 10-step anti-aging opt-in. So she gives away that download blueprint. I would have recommended her, say, her three top anti-aging secrets. And then Paula could have done the same exact thing where she then can then do a document, like a little booklet, along with a three-part webinar series and a three-part video series and sell it for $39. Or she could be more robust and sell it for $97. But basically, she's taking everything she's doing one-on-one with someone and she's duplicating it. Okay, perfect. So Adam, and I'll explain this more and more as we go through. So let me give you examples, real life examples of what I think you should be able to do and how three different partners are taking the 8-week run plan and the Venice Nutrition. So they're both. So remember, it's not 8-week run or the software or 8-week run or Body Confidence. No, we want to first speak to where they are. But we have a solution for both. And if someone's doing the 8-week run, but they're eventually not doing the Venice software, then they're going to fail. So it's Detox Ignite with make their run, 8-week run. That's the brand. 8-week run, and then thrive and live their life. That's the message we're driving here. So let me give you some examples. And these are people you know. Okay, so let's start with Jennifer Fleischer. So Jennifer Fleischer has a great website. It's a great website, but she doesn't have her offer yet or opt-in yet on it the way that she's going to make it. Jennifer Fleischer Wellness, it's a really clean site. Ryan did it. And, you know, everyone, Ryan, I love Ryan Brown. So if you have struggles with this, Ryan can lead you every step of the way. But Find Your Inner Rockstar is Jennifer's brand. So Jennifer coaches people on how to find their inner rockstar. She leverages the Venice Nutrition program. She leverages the 8-week run. So she's going to still leverage her partnerships. Why? Because Jennifer doesn't need to recreate something that's already created. She's a partner of ours. But what is her niche? Jennifer's story. She dropped, you know, when I bring up her picture, she dropped 80 pounds. So when you look at that right there, she found her inner rock star. She unleashed her inner rock star. Now what she's doing, she then came on Headline News. So now she actually has national media supporting that. Imagine this. You go to Jennifer Fleischer Wellness and you say, her brand is Unleash Your Inner Rockstar. Find my top 3 secrets on how to learn how to permanently lose weight and transform your body like I did with a picture of her. Boom. People opt in. They confirm that they've opted in. And then the next thing is a conversion. This is the upsell. So they get those 3 things and then there's a follow-up email or an upsell right there. And it says, for you, find my whole course for 9, you know, we'd work on the verbiage, of course, but it's, as you guys know, a sales process, but it's to experience my entire course, to really find all of my 10 secrets and I unleash your hidden rock star, 10 webinars, 10 videos, a document, $97, boom. And she can include the 8-week run in that, you know, the part of the partnership with Venice Nutrition. And then she would create her own tools in her own videos and her own webinars that then she would sell. And so now she has a client that she doesn't want to coach one-on-one, or that she doesn't need a coach, or someone who sees her in Florida, or someone who sees her in Hawaii, and they want to just experience digitally, bam, they can purchase it right there. That's the way you make a digital offering. Now, if she didn't want to do videos and webinars, she could just do a 4-part podcast series and sell that for $19. She could just do a booklet, an ebook, and sell that on Amazon. So my point is, it doesn't have to have all of it. These are just examples. So you repackage the 8-week run content as content you'd sell your list for money. So what you can't, so Dawn, on that, what you can't do is take the 8-week run and repackage it yourself. Like, it could be a co-branded. So Venice and 8-week run, like, those are proprietary to Venice Nutrition. My invitation to you is like a Paula Lippert or a Jen Fleischer. They also have their own stuff. Everyone on this call has your own stuff. So a lot of my movement is speaking right to parents now. You know, speaking to people because why kids make you fat, how to get your body back, because that's the space I'm in. So my invitation to you is, Jen Fleischer has her own story, how she dropped 80 pounds, how she makes it work for her, how she coaches clients, how she has her own secrets on how to unleash your inner rock star. The 8-week run in Venice are just a piece of that. Now, what Jen can't do is take that content and then repackage it all under Find the Inner Rockstar without proper branding to us. That doesn't, because that's proprietary to us. So we're in partnerships here. So my invitation is, we're all sharing information, but then you want to find your own niche and you want to find your own message and then speak to that audience and leverage tools that already existed. You don't have to recreate tools that already existed there, but still keeping your own brand. Hopefully that makes sense, Dawn. Now, another example, Kelly Bonomo. Mom and daughter break free from yo-yo dieting. So Kelly's been cool because I've been seeing her little teasers. I saw Kelly, she was on HLN a couple weeks ago and they were in Atlanta. And I said, Kelly, this is it. Like, you need a brand. So imagine how many moms and daughters want to learn how to lose weight. Now, you can just make a program for someone, a mom and daughter, but doesn't resonate unless you're a mom and your daughter. So Kelly has a story. Her struggle is 140 pounds. Caitlin, down 30 plus pounds. So they're creating their entire mom-daughter experience for someone, leveraging the 8-week run and the Venice tools with their own twist. This is the power of partnership. So imagine this. Everyone that we have that enrolls or purchases or does something that is a raw person that comes to Venice or experience the 8-week run, and then we could then, through affiliate programs, help sell Kelly's program too well to another audience. Because it's still based upon the same philosophy. See, what I will never do is promote a different philosophy. We all got to believe in the basics of blood sugar stabilization. But the key is now Kelly and Caitlin have a new niche that they can drive into. So they're creating their own digital offering for that. So Don McGee, so it makes sense. So my offer is three tips on how to stay healthy on the road. So expand on that and grow. Exactly. So you need to find your niche and your passion and expand on that. Who's your perfect customer and speak to them? And then when we look at getting your spouse on plan. So, and FYI, Kelly, Heather Hartman is Kelly Bonomo's sister. She could also do another niche on how to lose 100+ pounds with your sister. So the whole thing is the story has to start with you. You don't need a massive weight loss transformation, but you better have a story, right? Get your spouse on plan, what we did on HLN yesterday. Kelly Timmerman and Mark Timmerman. It was perfect on that. Now Kelly and Mark are creating their own niche for families, for a spouse, for the married couple. So when we start looking at marketing, and I come right here, Jen F is unleash your hidden rock star. Kelly Bonomo, mother and daughter solve yo-yo dieting crisis. Kelly Timmerman, lose weight as a couple. These are little marketing strategies and little niches that can become digital offerings. So Kelly and Mark can create a simple podcast series, a little book that they write up with their 10 tips, and then they can write, and then they can do the little video on an iPhone. So these are the little things that you can look at that I wanted you to start thinking about with a digital offering. Okay, so before I go on, I want to make sure this makes sense to everyone. Joe Millings, my buddy. I love it. Great question. So recently I had to create several specific plans for clients. When I print and give them copy, the footer always reads, Joe Knows Nutrition powered by Venice Nutrition. So Joe, that's cool. As long as it makes sense, the 8-week run is they know that it's a huge part, it's a partnership with Venice. What we got to be careful of is taking documentation and then branding it under your brand with not honoring the partnership. So Joe, I think that would work. I don't want to see it, but the whole point is we're going to want to leverage your information as well. Joe Millings, I love what you're doing consistently. So we just want to continually look at how do we maximize our partnership so that you're not just promoting Venice, you're promoting your brand because this is all about you and your brand. And then leveraging partnerships. So Core is a perfect example, not the Core plan, but Core products. Core products that fit into our brand. So my invitation to you is you're looking for partnerships so you don't have to do other things. You're looking for great partnerships, but each of you are your own leader. So if you want to build your brand, you're set up. Now, many people just like partner with Venice Nutrition, they don't care much about their brand and they just want to promote Venice, and that's cool. Everyone on this call, if you want to build an online presence, if you want to build a following, meaning your tribe, and you have a message you want to share with the world, then you need to consistently build your brand and define what that is and what that niche is that you can drive into. Okay. And then Alicia says, so on the Fit Nutrition site, she's giving people the cleanse document when it says download phase one. Yeah, those are co-branded documents, Alicia. You can totally give away that. Awesome. Ron's getting some good ideas. Mark Regan. So that's the power of the partnership here. That and my goal was, and I'm going to do my recap, and then we'll go to more Q&A. So the goal here is, remember, we're looking at that you're already coaching clients. Okay, so I'm not asking you to redo your coach. Like, you're coaching, okay? And there's tons of support in the coaches network and on Facebook for coaching questions. I mean, you have tons of resources for that. We don't need to teach you how to coach your clients better. There's many things like Stephen Griffith has some new tools coming out, so we'll always focus on that. But what I understand is that wherever you sit right now with your business, you will burn out. It's guaranteed. Coaches always do. So we have to find a way to duplicate yourself before selling your time. First step was the September, defining who you're actually speaking to. Got to get clear on that. Then, how are you communicating with them? And now, you're ready for your digital offering. So if you're not clear on who you're speaking to or what your niche is, then you have to change that. And then you look at your digital offering. And the examples I shared with Kelly Timmerman, Kelly Bonomo, Jen Fleischer, the eight-week run. And then leveraging the eight-week run and doing co-branded documents, that totally works great. It's just making sure we honor each other in our partnership, because what's going to happen is this. Next month, after you have your digital offering, it could be a four-part podcast series. It could be a three-part video series. It could be a full package where you're doing a little booklet, you're doing a podcast, and you're doing videos. But come next month, what we're going to focus on are affiliate programs and your own online store. So imagine this. They go to your site. They opt in. You then upsell them a digital offering. And you've just duplicated yourself and made revenue from it. Now, the third piece, which we'll start covering in January, is how to create subscription services. But the point is, this is what I've been doing since 1999. So remember, since 2002. 2000, I duplicated myself with multiple practices. But 1999, I coached people, created the plan, launched Venice. I was doing it at Gold's Gym Northridge before creating the plan. We launched it in 99 in Venice. Then as we opened up multiple facilities, I duplicated that. And then we started creating courses and charts. So this is stuff I've been doing for the past 14 years. And I'm still fine-tuning it tighter and tighter and tighter. So my point is on this is that that's the flow. And then once you do one, now it just gets stronger and stronger. And then you find the partnerships that fill the gap. Many people ask me, Mark, why didn't Venice do their own product line? Because I don't want to be a manufacturer. That's a whole nother thing you got to do. I want to partner with someone who does it. My invitation, you don't want to build software. Partner with someone who does it. And if you have a cool app you love, partner with someone who does that. We can't be everything to everybody. So you got to find the right partners, find your message, and then leverage that. So September, October, dive into those. Focus on your digital offering in November. And then next month, I'm going to give you some options on how you can actually create your own online store and then an affiliate program. And why does the affiliate program matter? Because your audience is only as big as your audience you know. You're going to see an amazing book launch that we're going to do with Why Kids Make You Fat. And we're getting soon in January, we're launching a massive affiliate program where as you market different offerings to your list, there's a rev share model with that. Now, why I love this affiliate program different than other partnerships that we've had, like a JJ Virgin. I love JJ Virgin from a point of business and education. She's going to speak at Ideal World. I love that. The challenge though is that JJ teaches a little different philosophy than we teach. So we can't promote her stuff to our members. Now, JJ will say the average diet is going to buy a diet book 4 to 5 a year anyways, but that's not the world I want to live in. I want every one of our partnerships not to be robots. I want you to have your own brand, but we all have to believe in a base philosophy of blood sugar stabilization. We have to believe in eating in threes, and we have to believe in the proper way to exercise to optimize your red muscle, your white muscles, and your strength training. And if we all live at that place, then we can all have our own space, empower each other, uplift each other, and create the outcome and the change that we want in the world. So I'm going to post some tools in the Coaches Network that will talk about how you can actually improve your digital offering. Some podcast stuff that we do, some inexpensive video equipment that you can get to set you up to win. Before I go on and wrap this up, I want to make sure this makes sense to everybody. And then we'll do some Q&A. Everyone got it? Okay, beautiful. Jill, ask your question again. I accidentally deleted you. And look, the whole thing is we all trust each other on this call. We love each other on this call. So Joe Millens, man, I want you to ask all questions. And we're all here to honor each other. So we got to find a way. How do we all help? But imagine this. Joe, when you come out with a plan and then you got an arsenal of 1,000 fellow health professionals that all want to promote you, that's power. See, this you don't have to pay for Facebook ads. I mean, you could, but you don't have to pay for advertising. We leverage each other, and we do it because we're all teaching the same philosophy in our own style. And we're not causing people to do other things. So Dan Miller, if he does a rock the dress, well, Kelly Bonomo, why does she need to create another rock the dress? She can just leverage his Dan, and then we all grow together. This is how we do it. Just like Dan can then leverage a mother-daughter yo-yo. Boom. So that's how we work together as one to really make the impact that we want. Okay, everyone. I know we're sitting here about 10. I'm going to end this recording and then go right to the Q&A. But please, hey, dive into it. Listen to the webcast. Dive into the coaches network. Hopefully this helped you. You're really getting clear on it. If you have questions on how to do a lot of this from the point of technical, please reach out to Brand Life Marketing with Ryan Brown. He's phenomenal and a great partner.